We hear a lot about carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas, but there are other chemicals that trap heat and contribute to global warming. One of them is an insecticide used to fumigate termite-infested buildings. It's called sulfuryl fluoride. That insecticide is 4,000 times better at trapping heat than carbon dioxide. It's been estimated that sulfuryl fluoride hangs around the atmosphere for 5 years or so, but new research shows that it lasts a lot longer than that. Mads Solbakk Andersen is working with other researchers at the University of California, Irvine, and published a study in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. He's with us now. First, how is this termite insecticide used?
Well, it's used in a number of applications. What the fumigators do is they basically cover the house in a giant tent, and then you fill up the house with this compound. And over a span of a few days, 1 or 2 days, this compound acts like a pesticide. It kills all of these bugs. After that time span, then you remove the tent, and you make sure that all this compound evaporates and dissipates.
What did you discover about how long this insecticide actually stays in the atmosphere?
The usual routes by which pollution is removed from the atmosphere has to do with reactions, and there's something called an OH radical, so hydroxyl radical in the atmosphere. That's the usual cleaner of the atmosphere. And in this case, this radical didn't react at all with this compound. We couldn't detect anything.
Is this a real significant contributor to global warming or greenhouse gases?
It's still a question about how much is actually present in the atmosphere right now. But we know how much is used every year of this compound. And so this compound, right, it's 4,000 times more efficient in trapping the heat compared to carbon dioxide. But, of course, there's not much of it out there in the atmosphere yet. But it's more a precautionary tale because other compounds are being phased out for other reasons. And so sulfuryl fluoride could take over those applications if we don't think twice about this. And that means that certainly you could have larger emissions of this compound, and it stays around for at least a few decades. So it's not a enormous problem by itself. I mean, we have to focus on the real problem, which is, of course, CO2 emissions from burning fossil fuels. But this compound, too, contributes to the warming of the atmosphere, or could potentially do it.
It seems like we have a lot of situations like this where we find that there's an aspect of a chemical compound that might be very useful, but also very hazardous to the environment, and there aren't replacements. This really affects our lives. It's beginning to get to the point where we're not sure where we're going to turn to deal with a really serious problem like termites.
Well, that's where it comes down to, sort of the essence of it. We have to think about this twice before we move into using more of this compound in other applications.
Mads Solbakk Andersen is a researcher at the University of California, Irvine. His study was published recently in the Environmental Science and Technology Journal. Thanks very much.
You're very much welcome.